Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us in this.
Refreshing glory.
We see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the temple. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy,
God, for that wonderful song by Ernest Pugh titled Rain On Us. How many want the Lord to rain on them? And how many have had the Lord to rain on their lives this year? You know, we're coming to the end of a year. This is a day we've never seen before, and this is a year we'll never see again. Today is December 28th, 2012, and this is our last week in this year on this broadcast. We have a few more days left in the year, but this is the last complete week of the last of this year. And as I began to ponder on this, I was trying to confirm a prophetess Harrison to speak today, but she was not available. So I said, Lord, how do we close out this year? And my mind went as I opened the scripture to Psalm 124. And I want to read this into your hearing on today. And I don't just want to read it into your hearing, but I want you to really, really hear what this psalm is saying. And I don't know about you, Sister Mary, but it summed up the year for me. Hallelujah. And truly, I know of the incident that happened with you, Sister Millie, where God spared your life. And if it had not been for the Lord, and that's what this scripture is saying today. And I want to read this into your hearing. I'm going to deviate from what we normally have set up, and that's the way the Lord flows. That's the way he operates. It's nothing set. It's nothing etched in stone. You know, I want the Lord to have full preeminence in my life. I want him to have full control. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. So on today, this last week, this last Friday in the year of 2012, we want to read this. I got a little cold, so just bear with me. I thank God for each and every one of you all on today. I want to read this psalm, and I'm going to do it slowly. And this is Psalm 124. And those of you that may be tuning in live, listening on the internet, and those that may go into the archives of those that are in the chat room, amen. I don't see anybody in the chat room, but they may come on a little bit later. I want to read this psalm. And it says, if it had not been the Lord, and I'm reading out of the King James Version. It said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, Sister Millie, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Ah, when I begin to just think about that very first verse, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side this year, where would we be, Minister Cliff? I see you on this afternoon. I tell you, I'm going to just open up with a word of prayer, and I'm being led today because my heart is so full. It's full because when I think about the subject that we've been expounding on for 2 weeks, wise men still seek him, and we were talking about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We were talking about the wisdom that God and knowledge that God has given to man. And as we close out this year, people of God, I want you to know that it's no good thing. It's not because of your goodness. It's not because of your name, Sister Millie, and my name, Sister Bernard, and Minister Cliff's name, Minister Cliff. It's not because of that, but it's because of the goodness of the Lord. It's because of God's mercy being renewed every morning that we're still here in the land of the living. Oh, God, I bless you on today. Hallelujah. And I'm going to open up with the word of prayer on today. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As I see Sister Millie and Minister Cliff on this line on today, this is the last week in the year 2012. Monday will be the last date that we'll be able to celebrate and we'll be able to give God thanks. Hallelujah, Lord, we don't even know what tomorrow holds. But I'm praying that as Sister Millie and Minister Cliff are on this line and as I'm here on this line on today, come to give you some praise for this last Friday in the year of 2012. Lord God, we just want to tell you thank you today. We want to tell you thank you for keeping our families. We want to tell you thank you for keeping our minds stayed on you. We want to thank you, Lord God, for being our protector, for being our provider, for being our way maker, for being a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Oh, God, we thank you. Guess what? Because we could have been dead this year. We had many close calls. Sister Millie was rushed to the hospital, and you spared our life, Lord. And the doctors told her, had she taken 2 hours longer, hallelujah, she would have been dead on arrival. Oh, I bless the Lord for sparing Sister Millie this year, Lord God, where you were able to bring her back home and she was able to still celebrate the birth of our Lord and Jesus Christ on Christmas. She was able to celebrate on Thanksgiving. She was able to still be a mother, still be a wife, still be able to be a grandmother. Oh, God, I thank you for sparing my children this year, sparing my son, keeping my grandchildren, and even I witnessed the birth of another grandson in January of this year, Lord God, and he was healthy. Hallelujah, my daughter, even my granddaughter, Lord, I thank you for letting her have a beautiful birth, Lord God, where there were no complications. Lord God, I thank you for all of the listeners that tune into Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for all the bishops and the prophets and the prophetess and the evangelists and the ministers and the sisters and brothers in Christ that have made sacrifices and have come on this line and have ministered a word to your people. Oh, God, we don't take you for granted on today. It's because of your mercies, Lord God, that we're still able to come forth. It's because of your goodness. It's because of your grace. It's because of your love that we're here, hallelujah, still celebrating you, still praising you, still thanking you for all of your goodness, thanking you for your kindness, Lord God, thanking you for your tender loving mercies. Oh, we bless you today, God. We won't take you for granted, God. Hallelujah. And as the psalmist said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah for keeping us, keeping our families as they went to and fro, our husbands and our wives as they went to work, Lord God, and even our children as they sat in the classrooms, Lord God. We are thanking you, Lord God, hallelujah, for sparing our life, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, we could have been one of those victims that was shot dead, hallelujah. We could have been one of those victims that have been burned up in the fire, that have been drowned, hallelujah, that have been caught up in an avalanche, that have been set up, hallelujah, by a trap of the devil. Oh, God, but we come against that spirit. We come against that murdering spirit on this evening. We come against that murdering spirit that is ravaging the land, Lord God. Hallelujah. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we're asking you to, hallelujah, to continue to comfort the bereaved family in Newtown, Connecticut. Oh, God, and those firefighters that was killed in New York, God. We're asking you to minister to their families. Oh, God, and we're lifting up evangelist Michael Johnson on this morning, this afternoon, God. We're asking you to touch him and his family. Oh, the wife that is dead left, hallelujah, the other siblings, Lord God, the grandparents, we're asking you to comfort them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And even Sister Deborah Ballard, Lord God, that lost a niece on yesterday, God, we're asking you to wrap your arms around that family, Lord God. Oh, God, we're asking you to strengthen our leaders everywhere. Remember our President of the United States, God, President Barack Obama and the first family, Michelle Obama and their children, Lord God. Remember all the cabinets, remember each and every one of our pastors, Lord God, and all of the saints in the house of worship that we attend, Lord God. Remember Pastor Adams and Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, Lord God, on today. Dr. Bertha, Lord God, remember them. Remember the Circle of Love family. Remember First Lady Carol, God, in the name of Jesus. And remember all evangelists that come on the line. Oh, God, we bless you on today, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to give us strength to go on. Give us a mind, Lord God, to seek you while you may be found. Give us a mind to pursue righteousness and holiness, Lord God. Give us a mind to be that voice that is crying out in the wilderness. Give us a mind, Lord God, to be a light, to be a light to a dying world, God. Help us to be that city on the hill that can't be hid. Oh, God, for you said if we are ashamed of you, you will be ashamed of us, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for giving us rule over everything. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God, for giving us dominion and power. Oh, God, we thank you for a sound mind on today, God. We're asking you to go to the nursing homes on today, God, and minister to those that may not have family, those that don't have anybody to come and see about them, Lord God. And even in the rehabilitation facilities, in the shelters, Lord God, and in the hospitals, Lord God. Oh, God, and even in the prisons, Lord God, we asking you to send your angels of mercy, send your angels of comfort in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you praise on today, God. Oh, for you are God that never forget, God. You are God that remembers, Lord God. Oh, we bless you for it, Jesus. And we thank you and we give you praise, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, help us today, God. Help us, Lord God. Help us to come together. Help us to unite, God. For you say, where there's even a strife, there's every evil work, Lord God. Oh, but give us a mind to bind our forces together, Lord God. Give us a mind to unite with a common goal, Lord. Give us a mind to love like you told your disciples. Lord God, you say the new commandment, I leave you, that you love ye one another. Hallelujah, the Lord has loved us. Oh, we bless you on today, God. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. I bless you today, God. Oh, I bless you, Jesus. I give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know some people don't take this seriously. There's been some predictions this year, hallelujah, that Jesus was coming. Oh, but the end is not yet, Sister Millie. The end is not yet, Brother Cliff. Oh, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I give you glory and I give you praise for today. Hallelujah. We've been talking about seeking the Lord. We've been talking about wise men that still seek God. Is there any wise men out there today? Is there any wise women out there today that seeking the Lord? If there ever was a time, Sister Millie, that we need to pray and we need to seek God, it is now. It is now. We can't wait. Hallelujah. We can't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus told his disciples when he began to preach, he said, repent for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And as he began to call his disciples, he urged them, he said, come follow me. He told Peter and his brother, he said, come and follow me. I'm going to make you fishermen of men. Hallelujah. We have to trust God. We have to trust God. We're living in a terrible day. We're living in perilous times when men don't even regard one another. We got neighbors that don't even speak to one another, don't even say good morning to one another, don't have no feelings about one another. Oh, but I'm telling you, Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you would have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So today I just want to read a little bit for you on today. And as I was sitting here, my mind went to the Beatitudes in chapter 5 of the book of Matthew. As Jesus began his earthly ministry, he was preaching and teaching to his disciples. And I began to look at that, and I began to say, now, Lord, what would you have us to discuss? This is the last year. You know, sometimes we greet one another and say, oh, you're blessed, and we're blessed, and everything is good, and everything is fine. You know, we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed when we come, and we're blessed when we go. You know, and we say those words, and sometimes we say it to try to encourage somebody. Hallelujah. And even though we're trying to encourage somebody, your life has to be a reflection of that you're trying to encourage one with. Amen? Amen. Jesus lived a life before us. So as I began to look at that, my mind went to the Beatitudes, and we call it the Beatitudes, and over in Matthew chapter 5. We're going to just read a little bit, and we're going to talk about being blessed. Hallelujah. I want to see God's people blessed. I want to see us, Sister Millie and Minister Cliff, in a position where we can be a blessing to others, not so much financially, but finances have a great deal to do with how you're able to do the work of the ministry. And I just believe that God will make provision for us. God will make provision for us if we truly, sincerely desire to serve God. He will make provision. But blessing is just not financially. Blessing is to encourage someone with a kind word. Blessing is to do a good deed. Blessing is to minister the needs to other people. Blessing is to love your neighbors and treat people as you want to be treated. This all entails in the word bless. So when I begin to look at that, bless means to consecrate or to sanctify by our religious rites. It means to make or pronounce holy. It's also to request of God to bestow some favor on you, some divine favor. Favor don't mean the houses and the land and the vehicles. Favor may mean you may need God to restore your health. Your health can be in a place where, you know, it's not good for you. You know, some of us have to go to the doctors, and we're diagnosed with diabetes. We're diagnosed with cancer. We're diagnosed with high blood pressure. We're diagnosed with high cholesterol and all kind of sicknesses that is in the land. But how many know that the Bible said, Jesus said, we are healed by his stripes. We are healed. And yes, it's good to go to the doctor. It's good to go and have annual checkups and see about yourself. So you know what? I'm asking the Lord for divine favor in every aspect of my life, spiritually and naturally, because the Bible tells us first natural and then spiritual. Then we look at the word blessed, and then it's another a definition that you can bestow good of any kind upon somebody, to extol as holy, to glorify, and it's also to protect or to guide or to guard from evil. So that's what we're talking about when we're looking at the word blessed. Blessed can also mean to be in a state of bliss. To be happy. How many want to be happy? Nobody want to go through a life unhappy. Nobody want to go through life being miserable, not being able, you know, when you get to your house, you got to deal with all kind of chaos and confusion and things that's just out of order. That's not normal. That's not normal. God didn't design this life for us to be miserable and for us to be unhappy. God wants us to be happy in every area of our lives. Do we sincerely believe that? Well, if we sincerely believe that, then guess what? It's time for us to do a self-examination. And I tell you, if people can add value to your life, then guess what? It's time for us to do some pruning. It's time for us to do some cutting off, taking away. We have to take away anything that's not making you happy. Then you need to get rid of it. So we're going to deal with that today, talking about being happy. That's what I want to focus on today, being happy. Go over into a new year being happy. Don't go over into a new year bringing all this garbage and all of this stuff from the past. You know, we make all these resolutions, and, oh, we going to do this, we going to do that. Oh, things are going to be better for me this year. Okay, well, if things are going to be better for you this year, then you got to start lining up some things. The Bible says line upon line, precept upon precept. Anything that is detrimental to your health and to your well-being, get rid of it. Get rid of it. So as we begin to look at this passage, just for a few minutes, and I'm not going to hold you long today because my heart is full. And really, I just feel like just giving God some praise on today and thanking him. I don't even know if I'm going to cross over to the new year, but I'm trusting in God that he's going to grant me favor to cross over and see another new year. Amen. So let's read a little bit, chapter 5. Let's start at the beginning of this chapter. Matthew's chapter 5, verse 1. It says, and seeing the multitude, and this was Jesus when he began to preach and start his earthly ministry. He was talking to his disciples. Amen. And he said, and seeing them all, and he was preaching also to the multitude. So it says, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth. And he taught them. So he was teaching his disciples. And this is what he says, verse 3. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So what was Jesus saying? Jesus wasn't saying, blessed is the poor folks, people that don't have bread, meat, houses, and land. No, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean, Sister Millie? What Jesus was trying to say to his disciples is that your spirit has to be meek. That's what he means when he says poor in spirit. He means have a meek and humble spirit. Ah, don't be so proud. Don't be so high and lifted up. But have a meek and humble heart. That's what Jesus was talking about, the poor in spirit, a meek and a humble heart. Then he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. So when you lose a loved one, Jesus is touched. Ah, he's touched when people die. When we lose our children, when we lose our parents, when we lose our neighbors, when we lose our girlfriends and our boyfriends, and I don't mean in a relationship, I mean those girlfriends and young men and young women that we grew up with. We went through elementary school and junior high school and senior high and went on, and when we became adults, we went our separate ways. When we hear about somebody's death, it just bring a sadness to our heart. But Jesus told them, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. So the only one can comfort is God. God is a comforter. The Holy Ghost, he sent the Holy Ghost to be that comforter. So the Holy Ghost, it leads, it guides, it directs, and it comforts us. So he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Comforted. And I'm going into the new year with a mind to be blessed, with a mind that I am going to bless the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my spirit, I'm going to be happy in the new year, Sister Melia. I'm not crossing over with no sad countenance. Hallelujah, I'm going to cross over rejoicing in the God of my salvation. The God of my salvation. Oh, yes, that's how I'm going to rejoice. Amen. And verse 5 says, blessed are the meek. There you go. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So if you meek and humble, the earth, the Bible says, the psalmist says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6, they blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What is that saying, Sister Bernard? It's saying that you have to have a hunger for the word of God. You can't wait to get on this broadcast to hear a word from the Lord. You can't wait to get on this broadcast for us to read in the scriptures. The Bible says, show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. So you have to have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness' sake. And how do you find that righteousness' sake? You find it by searching the scripture. You find it by learning what the will of God is for your life. He says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. So you have to know this Bible for yourself. And if you know it for yourself, then guess what? When the Antichrist comes, you won't be led by some false doctrine that they're trying to present to you. Know this word for yourself. He said, David said, the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. We have to make this word our daily bread every day. We need this word like we need oxygen to breathe. We need this word like we need water to not get hydrated. Hallelujah. We need this word. Get almost shut up. We have to have this word as though our life, our very life, depends on this word, depends on us applying this word to our lives, to bless our homes, to bless our children, to bless our spouses. We have to live right. We are the only Bible that some people are going to read, Sister Millie. So if we're the only Bible that they're going to read, then we got to set the example. We got to set the example. That don't mean that we're jolly and happy and in good spirits every day. No. Life challenges will cause us to be depressed, will cause us to go through, will cause us to be sour and bitter. But we got to know that there's a brighter day somewhere. And that's why the Bible says, stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. We have to remember what God has done for us. Sister Millie, God spared your life this year. You owe the Lord something. You owe him something. Hallelujah. You owe God. That's who you owe. That's who your honor and your reverence and your love should be. He said, love the Lord with all thine heart, with all thy mind, with all thy body, with all thy soul. We have to put God before our spouses. We have to put God before our children and our grandchildren. We have to be obedient to the voice of God. And if the Lord is calling and my children is calling, guess what? My children are going to be on hold for a minute because I got to answer the call of the Lord. That's my priority. God first, family second. God is first, because if we don't put God first, hallelujah, he'll wipe out our family. We have to put God first where he'll continue to put his blood, but he'll continue to apply his blood to our family lives. Amen. So blessed, we have to hunger after this word. He said, for they shall be filled. Then verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Okay? We have to show mercy to others. We can't expect to receive mercy and we never grant mercy. Ah, if you are merciful, then guess what? You will obtain mercy. But if you don't show no mercy, you will not obtain any mercy. Verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, I love that one, Sister Millie, because if your heart is not pure, the Bible says only the righteous shall see God. Only them that have lived separated, sanctified lives that's pleasing to the Lord, they're the only ones going to see God. And guess what? In order for us to see God, our heart has to be pure. I bless you today, God. In verse 9, listen at this. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We have to be peacemakers, Sister Millie. We cannot keep confusion going on in our families and on our jobs and in our churches. We have to be peacemakers. Don't be quick to receive no garbage that somebody come and bring you. The Bible says, prove everything. Prove everything and hold fast to that which is true. So don't let people come whisper nothing negative in your ear against your sister and your brother. Because then you bring in discord sowing. And discord sowing is an abomination. We read that a couple of weeks ago. 6 things does the Lord hate, and 7 is an abomination. So discord sowers won't dwell in God's presence. It's an abomination. And anything that is an abomination, guess what, is detriment to your soul. Amen? Amen. And it says, verse 10, we're at verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted. Oh, I love this one. For righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, don't get angry because you're persecuted for your devilment. This scripture, verse 10, says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So if you're persecuted on your job, Sister Millie, if you're persecuted in your home for upholding a standard, for upholding a rule, for upholding a commandment and a law of God in your home and even on your job, guess what? The Bible says that yours is the kingdom of heaven. So if you persecuted for holding up what's right, hey, guess what? God sees it all. And he's going to avenge you. Because remember, vengeance belongs to the Lord. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. We can't take matters into our own hands. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. He said, for theirs is the kingdom of God. So you know the Bible say also, if you suffer as an evildoer, now don't be quick to just go and run into mischief. Don't be quick to just say all kind of ugly things about folks. Hallelujah. No, we can't do that. We have to speak goodwill. We have to have good tidings. That's this holiday season thing. I bring good tidings to all men. We have to speak, even when we know folks not doing what they're supposed to do. Guess what? Speak life to them. You can speak life into this situation. You can pray with your brother and your sister. The Bible says if you see your brother and your sister in a fault, you are to go back and restore them. That's not on you to kick them while they're down. That's not on you to make fun of them. That's not on you to spread no gossip about them. Hallelujah. He said you got to restore such a one. You got to restore such a one. We got to remember where we come from. We wasn't born with no silver spoon in our mouth. We wasn't born, the Bible said, all have sinned. All have sin and fallen short of the glory of God. So even the newborn baby, they're born as sinners. They haven't known no sin, because of the curse, because the curse of our first father, Adam, is upon us, we all were born in the sin. So we have to be taught how to live holy. We have to be taught how to live righteously. We have to be taught how to love. Ah, it's not just something that naturally happens. You have to be taught how to love. Ah, because some folks just mean-spirited and mean-natured, and they can't love. They can't love. Hallelujah. But don't you be that one. You love in spite of. I'm reminded of the disciple when he came and asked Jesus, he said, Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother? And Jesus said, 70 times seven. You know, we don't want to put up with folks two or three times. So imagine somebody violating you. Imagine somebody sinning against you. Sinning against you 70 times, seven times. Doing you some wrong, and you got to go back and forgive them each one of those times. Oh, Lord, that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing, and we know naturally we haven't, there's nowhere in the scripture where that really happened. But Jesus just was trying to make an illustration to let them know, I don't care how many times they violate you. I don't care how many times they lie on you, slander your name and talk about you. You still have to have a mind. You still have to have a forgiving spirit. Because if you forgive not, then God won't forgive you. You got to have a forgiving spirit. And Sister Millie, we got to lose some of our friends this year. We got to lose some of the folks we call friends. Hallelujah. If they don't have your best interest at heart, hallelujah, and if they're not speaking anything good and they're not adding any value to your life, honey, get rid of them. I'm reminded that people come into your lives for seasons. There are seasonal folks. Hallelujah, and when the season is up, bye-bye, see ya. That's what you have to do, Minister Cliff. You have to do that. And sometimes we have to do it with family. And I know that's a hard thing. Sometimes you got to do it with family. I got to separate myself. I had four grandchildren that I raised, along with my niece for my sister in prison. And three of them are adults now. One of them, I have two left, a 17-year-old. She'll be, if the Lord allow her to live, she's a senior. She'll graduate in May. She graduated on the same day of her birthday, May 23rd. She'll be 18. I have a 15-year-old. I may as well say 16. He'll be 16. The Lord let him live to see March. He's the baby boy. And the four girls, they just about all the, well, all of them out of my house with the little boy, the little girl, and the 17-year-old. She's with my friend. But I tell you, Sister Millie, when it happened, I didn't know which way to go. You know, saved, sanctified, fill of the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, how in the world am I going to take care of five children? And these weren't my children. I didn't have but two. These were my grandchildren and my niece. But as I look back, as I'm approaching 14 years, anniversary of the death of my daughter, I look back and say, Minister Cliff, how I got over. How did I make it over? I couldn't see 14 years down the road. The little boy was only 2 years old. A baby, I potty trained him. I couldn't see a day like today. So do you think, after all I've been through, that I'm going to put up with any foolishness from anybody? Say nothing. It's not happening. It's not happening. I'm 58 years old, and I'm going to be, as we said, when we define that word blessed, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to make myself happy. We have our sister Deborah Ballard is going to be grace in our lives, the Lord's will next year, we cross over to a new year. She's a life coach, and she's going to be teaching us about a series called Choose You, meaning women, and the men, some of the men do it too, but mostly it's women, where we concentrate on everybody, the children, the grandchildren, the husband, the dog, the cat, everybody, and we never really consider and weigh and put ourselves in a position where we're thinking about us. But she said the title of what she teaches is Choose You. So this year I'm going to choose me. Huh? Hallelujah. I'm going to choose me. And I'm admonishing each and every one of you all, those with husbands and wives and children and grandchildren. Guess what? You better make yourself happy. Okay, because you can do everything in the world to please them, and then you be unhappy. You're miserable. You're miserable trying to please them. No, God didn't design it that way. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be in bliss. He wants you to train your children. He wants you to teach them the ordinances. He wants you to teach them the commandments. He wants you to train them. He said, train them up in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart. Now, you can't make them after they get grown. You can't. They're on their own. And sometimes it's good for them to go on and get them apartment and go on their own, and then you don't have to battle with them. No. Lose some of these folks. Some of these people that don't have your best interest at heart, honey, get rid of them. I'm telling you, if you want to live, Sister Millie, if you don't want to be rushed back to the hospital, and I'm not speaking that, I'm speaking life into your life today. Ha! I'm prophesying life to you. You live, and you'll be happy, Sister Millie, and whatever you got to get rid of it. If it's going to save your life, if it's going to draw you closer to the Lord, get rid of it. Ah! By any means. Uh-huh. And then verse 11 said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Uh-huh. They're saying it against you, but it's for the Lord's sake. Verse 12 says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Hallelujah. So if they did it to Jesus, they're going to do it to us. If they didn't regard him, what makes you think they're going to regard us? That's why the Lord told Judas. He said, I chose 12 of you. And he said, one of you is going to betray me. Hallelujah. And didn't Jesus know? He knew who was going to betray him. He said, the one that kissed me on the cheek, something with me. You know, and those are the people that hurt us the most. The one we put ourselves out on the limb for. The one we go make loans for and co-sign for and get all kind of things for them. And those are the very ones that stab us in our back. Those are the ones that turn against us. Oh, but guess what, honey? I ain't bought no Christmas presents for nobody this year that was going to not celebrate me. I didn't buy any. I gave out some journals and some certificates of appreciation in the conference that we held this month, early part of the month, and that was it. I didn't go out. And matter of fact, I had Christmas cards that I didn't even get out in the mail. So that lets you know I wasn't in it. And guess what? I removed myself from it and didn't even want to accept any gifts. That's how I felt this year. Didn't even want to accept nothing. Because, you know, it ain't about that. It comes a time in life where we have to prioritize. We have to prioritize what is important. And next week, you all join us next week. If the Lord allow us to cross over next week, our subject is going to be, is Jesus enough? And that's what the Lord been dealing with me about. Is he enough? Am I enough? Am I enough? If I am enough, then guess what? You look to the hills from whence cometh your help. My help come from the Lord. If I am enough, quit stressing. Quit worrying about what you don't have. He said, guess what? The lilies in the field, they don't toil not, neither do they spin. So he said, if I take care of the sparrow, what not, won't I take care of you? Loose some of these things. The Bible says, wear this world as a loose garment. That means don't get so attached to this world. Let it go. Hallelujah. Let it go. I've had the cars. I've had the home. I've had the clothes. I've had the jewelry. I've had all those things, but I didn't have no peace. Hallelujah. And if you don't have peace in your life today, the Bible said, what profit of man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? Hallelujah. Give me Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus. So that's what we want this year. We want more of Jesus. We want more of the Lord. We want more of his spirit. We want more of his love. We want more of his forgiveness. We want more of his patience. We want more of his joy. We want more of his long suffering. We want more of his gentleness. We want more of his kindness. We want more of his tender loving mercy. Oh, I bless him today. Hallelujah. I bless him, Minister Cliff. Give me Jesus. If you give me Jesus, he's all that I need. We sang the song, he's all that I need. Hallelujah. But then we pick up and we go back and we worry about this, that, and other. Oh, but it's a new day, honey. It is a new day. Hallelujah. I'm loosing some of this crazy stuff. Hallelujah. Anything that's going to tie me up, anything that's going to cause me any discomfort, I'm getting rid of it, Minister Cliff. And I admonish each and every one of our listeners and our audience to try Jesus this upcoming year. This is the last Friday. This is our last week on the broadcast for this year. We'll be on tomorrow morning, the Lord's will. I don't know. I got to touch bases with Minister Billy Burns, but she has a segment, comes on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. California time. That's 7 a.m. Central time and 8 a.m. Eastern time. And she's in the Eastern time zone. Amen. And on Sunday morning, we come on at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we have 30 minutes of corporate prayer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for some excellent things this year. I'm looking for God to do some great things in my life. I'm not looking to be stationary. I don't want to be stationary, but I'm looking to move. I'm looking to go about and seek, hallelujah, whom the Lord would have us to witness and minister to this year. Get busy. Come out of your homes. Come out of your comfort zone and get busy and get out there and hit the pavement and tell people that Jesus lives. Tell them that Jesus saves to the utmost. That's what this life is about. It's about sharing the gospel. Hallelujah. It's about sharing the gospel with others. Amen. Amen. So we just like to thank each and every one of you all again for a successful year. 2012, we thank you for successful, for prosperous, for exciting, for an anointing, for a powerful year this year. And we give all the glory to the excellent God that we serve. Hallelujah. He's a God of excellence. How excellent is his name. So we just want to tell you we love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate the many sacrifices that you made to tune in and listen to this broadcast. We thank all of our speakers, all of our pastors and apostles and bishops and evangelists and ministers and sisters and brothers in Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank Sister Ruby Larry for the sacrifice that she has made and supported and contributed, and all of those that sent in donations to this ministry. We thank God for you. Again, we have a certificate of that we would like to send each and every one of you all. Email us your mailing address, and we will certainly get that certificate of appreciation in the mail to you. Our mailing address is New Destiny Ministries at P.O. Box 5702. That's P.O. Box 5702. Once again, that's New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Once again, we greet you with so much love, so much patience, so much kindness in our heart for you. I tell you, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise God enough for your support of this ministry. Amen. We're looking to go higher and higher and higher in the Lord. Remember those scriptures that we read into your hearing on today, talking about the Beatitudes. And also, remember, in happy moments, praise God. In difficult moments, seek God. In quiet moments, worship God. In painful moments, trust God. And in every moment, thank Him. Thank God. We thank you for a marvelous and fantabulous and fantastic year this year. And we'll see you on the air tomorrow morning, and also Sunday. We will be on the broadcast on Monday, and we will be on Tuesday. Bringing in New Year, praising and magnifying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We greet you, and we thank you for all that you have contributed and all that you have done. My heart is just so full when I think and I look back at the stat sheet. And when we did our conference, I had a report of over 13,000 souls, but that was only for some months. When I went back, and I'm going to compile that in a book this upcoming year, when I look back at the overall stats from December 2011 until this month, December, matter of fact, I looked at it yesterday, over 24,000 listeners, live and archived, have listened to this broadcast. And I give all the glory, I give all the honor. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, God has been on our side. When people didn't even think that we could go forth, hallelujah, the Lord gave us to minister on this line. When we didn't have anybody to come on, the Lord always had a ram in the bush. God always had somebody to bring a prophetic word into the lives of His people. I tell you, God, he never ceases to amaze me, because every day he keeps doing great things. Now, it may not be great to you. It may not be great to others, and it may not be great to many. But I tell you, the God that I serve, he's great, and he's greatly to be praised. And he keeps on doing great things in the lives of his people. Not just me. If you are a servant of the Most High God, God is obligated to do great things for you. He's obligated to make ways out of no way. He's obligated, hallelujah, to dry every tear. He's obligated to put a light in your pathway. He's obligated. God is obligated to us. Hallelujah. He said he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Oh, I bless him. I thank him as I close out this new year, this old year. 2012 is not all of me, because every day that God's mercies is renewed, it's a new day for me. Hallelujah. But this year, we won't see 2012 anymore. There's another year on the horizon. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm praying that the Lord will give us strength. The crossover. Some didn't make it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I want to be one of the ones that did. How about you today? Do you want to be one of the ones that make it? Well, feast on that scripture as we get off this line. Go back to the Beatitudes. Hallelujah. And everything that God has declared you blessed. And you blessed if you do. One thing about him, God will uphold his word, for his word is forever settled in heaven. His word never changes. God is an unchangeable God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, I give him praise, and I thank him for everything that he's done. I'm expecting some greater things, hallelujah. And we all are able to expect some greater things because he told us in his word. He said, greater works shall we do. Hallelujah. How many believers do we have on the line today? How many believers out in radio land that can believe that greater works you can do? Hallelujah. But you have to have the mind of Christ. You have to have the nature of Christ. You have to take on this spirit. Hallelujah. Don't be dissuaded. You have to be persuaded, not dissuaded. Don't let nobody dissuade you. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what your situation look like. Hallelujah. Just know that the God that we serve shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. I bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. And I won't hold you. But I feel a praise down in my spirit. I feel a praise down in my spirit. Hallelujah. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds. Only God knows what tomorrow holds. And nobody knows the heart but God. Hallelujah. He said, I search men's hearts. Hallelujah. I know the hearts. And he said, the heart is deceitful and above all things desperately wicked. He said, who can know it but God? Hallelujah. So whatever is in your heart, whatever you declare to do in this upcoming year, don't be deterred. Don't let nobody stop you. If God has given you a commission, if God has given you something to do, and it's in your heart, don't let nobody tell you to not do it. Get it done. Get it done. The Bible says work while it's day. The scripture says work while it's day. for the night coming when no man can work. Ah, hallelujah. There's coming a night, baby, where we won't be able to work. So we got to continue to keep our eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. And we bless you and we praise you again. I'm going to leave you all with this thought. Again, happy moments, praise God. In difficult moments, seek God. In quiet moments, worship God. Even in the painful moments, trust God. But in every moment, always thank Him. Thank God. Amen, amen. Sister Millie been dropped off. Minister Cliff been dropped off. Sister Dawn been dropped off. I see Sister Ruby. I'm going to go to her and see if she want to leave any remarks or say anything to the people in this last Friday of the year 2012. Lord God, we thank you, Sister Ruby. We thank you for being a participant on this broadcast. Thank you for being a supporter and a contributor. We just thank God for the people that God has entrusted on this line. You know, when God give you an opportunity, He's entrusting you. He's entrusting you to be kind. He's entrusting you to be loving. He's entrusting you to exemplify His character traits. Not our own, but His. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. Good to see you this evening.
Yeah, God bless you. God bless everybody. Praise the Lord. I don't have much to say. I've been running, and I guess the Lord trying to get me to work outside of the field again, so I'm trying to be healed, too. He's always putting people in my path to witness this. I say, Lord, I thank you. I guess I got to get up and get ready to do His will. But I just thought about it. You know, you always sort of preaching evangelism. I got on, I say, there she preaching. But I say, how great is our God? I'll leave that thought with everybody. Praise the Lord. Happy New Year's. When we go over, we want to be over into a new year and have what Jesus had for us is more abundant than the 2012. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. We're looking for the abundant blessings of God. I mean, favor in every area of our life. Every area of our life, we're supposed to be blessed. We should be the most blessed people on the earth. So we're looking forward again. We'll be on with Day Overcame on tomorrow and on Sunday morning for 30 minutes of prayer. If you're able to get on, we certainly would love to have you to have corporate prayer on Sunday before you go to your houses of worship. And just remember to spread this joy. We read to you Matthew today. We talked about the Beatitudes today. So remember to spread this joy. Remember to tell somebody that Jesus saves. Remember to encourage somebody. It's not going to take anything from any of us to say an encouraging word to a soul. And remember, when you look at people, look at them as being souls. Don't just look at them as just being regular folks. God ain't got no regular folks. God said all souls belong to Him. The soul that sinned and the soul that obeyed, they all belong to the Lord. So God bless you. We appreciate you and thank God for you. We're going to close out with one of my favorites, and that's Dear God by Smokey Norfolk. And I just love this song. So if you're able to, let it minister to your heart. God bless you.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turn turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life. For every victory in you I've seen, oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me, yeah. Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life. For my life, it may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be well. Brought me through. Thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For my life.
Amen, amen. Bless God. That's a song that really ministers. It ministers. And if you just have time, get that song, and I tell you, it'll minister to your heart. and it'll lift you from wherever you are. Amen. God bless you. Have a Jesus day. Thank you.